huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. I have three big business and income predictions for 2022. This is a mixture of what I'm seeing going on in the world of business and entrepreneurship and creating income, but also the divisive nature of what's going on in the world, you know, with COVID and lockdowns and the struggle between globalization and decentralization. So I think it's a very exciting but disruptive but scary time to be an entrepreneur or a creator right now. So what I want to do right now, sorry, I get a bit excited. What I want to do now is share with you the three big areas and trends in business and entrepreneurship, which are likely to make you a lot of money and are likely to really grow through 2022. I don't ask for much, but one thing I would ask is if you find any of this content useful, please follow me on whatever channel you subscribe or listen or watch on, and also hit the share button. I am doing a campaign at the moment to support and save the small business. I'll mention that later because it's very difficult to run a small business with what's going on in the world and they need more support. Exactly, let's hear it. Bring it on, straight to it. So the three big business and income trends for 2022 are number one, decentralization. Number two, the creator economy, and number three, recurring income or subscription models over high capital outlay based businesses. So what I'll do now is just detail each one. I've got a bonus fourth, so make sure you stay with me to the end, for that. And also I've got a special gift for you because I'm celebrating a big anniversary. It's not the anniversary that I came out. It's not the anniversary that I gave up alcohol. It's even more special than that. So I've got four gifts for you as a special celebration. Okay, so number one, decentralization. We have this polarized power struggle going on in the world right now between globalization and decentralization. And globalization is where apparently, you know, people who are members of the Freemasons or have the surname Rothschild in their family lineage, or big tech companies are looking to create a globalized central power. I don't know how much of that is true or not. I can't comment. I haven't got enough research. I think it's quite popular and disruptive to say that. I don't know how much of it is true. But what I do know is this. You know, big tech like Facebook and Google own YouTube and Instagram and WhatsApp. And of course, you know, they have access to billions of users. So they have a lot of political and commercial and financial control. And they have the ability to platform you and deplatform you. So, you know, that is just what it is. Whether it's right or wrong, there's a big movement against that politically, but also commercially, financially, and from a freedom of speech point of view. So decentralization is the opposite, whereby individuals or democratized platforms have more power. And let me just share with you 8 or 9 things that are going through a change of decentralization, which is really valuable. So number one is, you know, people like Rupert Murdoch, the founder of Fox News, you know, they would have traditionally owned 50, 70, 80% of the media in their countries. So they own the narrative, the politics, the power. And really, you didn't really have a say in whether it was true or not what you were fed in terms of information. But also, you didn't really have access to any clients or community members or to build your own following. You know, it was a pay-to-play game. You had to pay masses of money for advertising on TV, radio or newspaper. And so therefore, unless you were already a multimillionaire or you were really well connected, you had no power. You had no access, no distribution, no leverage, no reach, no impact. And then slowly that started to get decentralized. So the first thing that happened, or one of the first things that happened, was Google disrupted ads and media through Google Ads. So, you know, you might have to have paid tens or hundreds of thousands of pounds for a mainstream media ad. There was no other real way to advertise other than just going to networking events. And that was, you know, if you think pretty slow, long burn, a lot of effort for not much reward or leverage. And then you could run an ad on any keyword for 5 cents a click or $1 per registration or lead. And that started to break the power away from media advertising into decentralized advertising. And now Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and TikTok and LinkedIn, etc., all have their own semi-decentralized ad platforms. Now, look, Facebook ads platform isn't necessarily decentralized because it's on a big tech platform. But because there's TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube, etc., paid ads, it's becoming decentralized, i.e. there's many platforms. And those platforms have to compete with each other, so the cost has to stay relatively fair. And you can reach people at a few pounds per registration or interest or community member. Now, this decentralization of media and ads into pay-per-click ads continued with social media. Now, social media, we all know what that is, but it started with Friends Reunited and MySpace. Do you remember those? And, you know, they didn't really thrive through some disruptions. But now social media is very decentralized. And I believe it's going through a decentralized 2.0. So decentralized 1.0 is just where there's lots of social media channels. And therefore, there's a competition to have you as a user. Facebook are competed by Instagram, so then they buy Instagram. WhatsApp become a challenger, so Facebook buy WhatsApp. Snapchat become a challenger, so Facebook create stories. TikTok become a challenger, so Instagram create reels, and now Facebook are creating reels. Clubhouse become a challenger, so now then Clubhouse, Facebook set up Facebook audio rooms. And then as Clubhouse become a challenger, Green Room, Fireside, Speakeasy, Wisdom, Twitter Spaces, all are created. YouTube changed their algorithms and become the go-to for search traffic. LinkedIn jump in the game with their creator fund. Facebook dump $1 billion into their creator fund. Podcasts get a resurgence thanks to Clubhouse and people like Joe Rogan. And all of a sudden now, social media is being decentralized. More and more platforms being set up every day. Challenger platforms to challenge the big tech platforms. Now, why is this all really good news for you? Because the more competition there is for social media, the more they need to incentivize, reward, and bribe you to stay on their channels. So if you join a social media channel and you've got no reach and no revenue, why would you stay? What's the point? You might as well just talk to your husband or wife and not get listened to there, or go and shout in a black hole. But actually now it's very exciting because a new social media channel will give you instant virality and they won't play with the algorithms. And the newest of the new social media channels are fighting for the freedom of speech. And I'll talk about that in a moment. The new decentralized autonomous organization where the members and users and through democracy have the say rather than the big CEO, big tech powerhouses. Now, there's two things that a social media channel is going to use to lure you. Hey, Robbie, come to Facebook, come to Clubhouse, tiki toki, back to YouTube. There's two ways they're going to lure you in. One is reach and two is revenue. So if you join a social media platform or start to post on it and you get really good reach, then you're going to continue on that platform because you're going to gain impact. You're going to build a community. You're going to build a loyal following and into customers and lifers. The next thing that a social media channel can lure you in and keep you in them on is revenue. Supporter stars, ads, badges, subscriptions, gifts, tips, you name it. And I'll talk about all of those in a moment, by the way. I did say I was going to share a special gift. It's the 6-year anniversary of something that's quite big in my world and many people in the UK especially. So I want to share some special gifts with you. And one of them is linked to what I've just said about the reach and the revenue of social media. Now, continuing this decentralization further, we've gone from mainstream media, decentralized advertising through pay-per-click, to social media through decentralized social media through competition of a million different platforms. But then we've got further decentralization of media and power and control on social media through the DAO, however people pronounce it, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization. So the new forms of media and social media are decentralized completely now, whereby the user, through democracy, votes for the decisions rather than it be controlled by big tech and CEOs. Also, giving you access to your data. Now, as this happens, it challenges and disrupts Facebook, Instagram, Google, YouTube. But then when they're smart, they react in turn. So I'll give you an example of how Facebook have reacted. A lot of people whine and bitch and moan about Facebook. Facebook, to be fair to them, they evolve, they adapt. You know, when they get too much power, they react to what challenges them. Now, some people would say, yeah, they kill the squash, the competition, or they buy them. But there's other things that they do. So I have a subscription platform called rob.team, rob.team. And this is my members area where for just about, what, £3.50 or $5 a month, you gain access to premium content from me. You gain access to masterclasses monthly from me. Actually, I'm just going to put the link in the comments if you want to go and join up. It's just £3.50 or $5 a month. If you find any of my content useful, that's free. Imagine the power of the premium content. 10 pieces of premium content a month you get from me. You get Ask Me Anything Lives that I only do in my supporter rob.team community. You get 2 deep dive live masterclasses a month, 3 hours plus. For example, my 6-figure subscription secrets masterclass or my 6-stage 7-figure launch course, which I sold for hundreds of dollars to 550 people in a one-off course. And now you get the full recording. So it's all at rob.team. You can go there and subscribe should you choose. I do some meetups, challenges, the 10x social media following challenge, the Make Cash challenge coming up early 2022. So you get all of that. That's a completely decentralized platform. It isn't owned by any other platform, so I don't get my reach restricted. I can put whatever content I want without being censored or deplatformed or shadow banned. So by the way, subscription revenue is going to be my third prediction. But if you're not already yet a member of rob.team, I definitely recommend you go join. Thank you very much. So point number one is it's decentralized. Point number two is you, the user, gets the say. Because I ask you what content, what challenges, what live events that you want, what community access, what access to me, and then I give it to you. So in a way, you, the user, vote how the platform is used. But here's something interesting about this, which has just changed recently. Very interesting. And that is that previously, if you were a member of my subscription platform through Facebook, I couldn't communicate with you personally, i.e. you all join through Facebook, because you can join through Facebook or through my own platform, just at the link rob.team. But previously what would happen is that Facebook would have all that data. So it's not decentralized at all. So I'd have no access to my reach to you. That's why I set up rob.team, completely decentralized. But you know what Facebook have just done now? They now allow me to access all my paid subscriber supporter members and give me the email addresses. So even Facebook are starting now to decentralize their own platform. Because if you think about it, if I'm on Facebook and have a subscription platform on Facebook, it's one of 21 monetization tools that I know and use. But I can't reach you and I can't email you. And the only way I can communicate with you is through Facebook, and Facebook reduce my reach or shadow ban me or whatever, then or less people use Facebook, then that's not really fair, because people are subscribing to me, but I can't reach them. And Facebook have reacted And they know this, and they're now giving me access to my thousands of subscriber members. It's taken like 3 years, but they've done it. So here's what happens in a free market. By the way, this is why I love capitalism. And a lot of people bitch and moan about capitalism, but people challenge Facebook. You know, Clubhouse challenges Facebook. All these decentralized platforms challenge Facebook. And then Facebook reacts and challenges them back. And the winner is the user. Now, the loser is the user if there's one global centralized power. But we're getting the opposite of that in decentralization. So I predict that in 2022, I'm going to see more social media channels set up. I'm going to tell you at the end all the audio ones that are disrupting. I predict that there's going to be more decentralized ones where you can access your own data through a social media platform. And the decisions and ownership is through the crowd and through the members, not through the CEO. Now, these new freedom of speech platforms that launched, like Rumble and Parler, and Parler got shut down. Rumble's still there. And there's another new one that's launched called Zion, which claims that maximum security, no one listening in, no decentralization, and full freedom of speech. Then there's NFTs, where any individual can launch a piece of art or a smart contract or an asset online and monetize it with no breakability, maximum security, maximum durability. Very powerful times. Then, of course, we've got the metaverse and the cryptocurrencies. So cryptocurrencies is decentralization of finance. And the metaverse is essentially an ongoing decentralization of the internet. So my first of three big business and income trends and predictions of 2022 is the continued attack on globalization and the continued decentralization. Now, I don't want to get too scientific about this, but this is actually human nature of evolution. Because if you look at human evolution over time, what happens is cells break and divide. So initially we came from something like an amoeba or a single cell organism. And then it's 2 cells, 4 cells, 8 cells, 16 cells. And all of a sudden now there's squillions of cells dividing, which creates hybridization and super specialization. And if you think about Mercedes, Mercedes have the A class, the B class, the C class, the D class, the E class, the G class, the M class, the S class, and they have 78 different engines on each class. And now they have the EV, electric and the hybrid classes. It's the super specialization, the ongoing hybridization and niching of evolution and continued speciality and improvements. And that's what evolution is. And that's what's happening in media and social media. Very exciting time. I wrote about evolution around money and hybridization and super specialization in my book, Money, if you want to grab it on Audible or Amazon, etc. So basically, it's the anti-push against globalization and the Great Reset and a single world government and the Freemasons and the Rothschilds. I have no idea if that's actually true, by the way. It's just what some people say. Okay, so point number two. Don't forget, I've got a special gift and bonus stay with me to celebrate my 6th anniversary of something pretty special. And I've got a bonus number 4 business and income trend for 2022. Just make sure you're following me right now on the channel that you're listening in and watching in on. I try and do content regularly. I've got a lot of ideas of how the world's going to be divided and disrupted and the survival of the fittest and the most adaptable to change, and where the rich and the poor divide is probably going to get bigger. The success and the failure of entrepreneurs is probably going to get a bigger gulf between the two because of the extreme situations of, you know, the world we're living in right now. So if you follow me on whatever channel you're on, then you can gain access to my content pretty regularly because I want to help you start and scale your business, get better financial education and knowledge. I want to help you create recurring and multiple streams of income. Also, please hit the share button. In Clubhouse, there's a plus button. Please hit that. I'm just getting warmed up. We're just warming up this content. On Facebook and Instagram, you can hit the share button. people often say to me, Rob, you know, you do give a lot of content. How can I help you? Well, other than buying all my stuff, if, you know, that's useful to you, then just sharing my content, that's my little ask of you. Okay, so number two, big business trend and income prediction for 2022. Are you ready? It is the creator economy, and it is linked to the decentralization of media and power and control and information. So you are now a legitimate creator where you can earn an upfront bona fide living putting content out there. Now, it started with the celebrity, and then it morphed into the reality TV star, and then it morphed, I think I said morphed, just made up a word, and then it morphed into the people on Love Island and the Instagram lifestylers. But really, the creator economy is influencer 3.0. Celebrity, influencer, creator. That's the journey that it's gone on. And this is really good news for you, by the way. Why? Because you can create your own social token. You can create your own coin, your own market, your own economy. You can do your own brand collaborations. You can turn on 5, 10, 15, 20 different monetization tools across multiple social media channels, and you can generate recurring streams, multiple recurring streams of income, turning your content into cash flow, turning your information into income. And this creator economy has really warmed up in 2021, thanks to Clubhouse and all the competitor platforms, and then TikTok creating a creator fund, and Facebook dumping $1 billion into their creator fund, and LinkedIn creating a creator fund. And I'm guessing that Clubhouse are going to have to chuck some money in to back creators. Remember, you as a creator or a content provider will carry on a social channel if you get reach and revenue. And if they don't give you any reach and don't give you any revenue, then you're going to be off to the next. And because there are so many, you're not going to be loyal to a social media platform anymore unless it rewards you. So Rally.io and Minted with two T's are two platforms where you can essentially create your own market, your own economy, and your own coin and your own social token. And in the world of cryptos, many people are predicting that social tokens are going to be huge and the next big thing in the cryptocurrency world. You know, Rob could create a Rob coin. I could have my own market, my own currency, my own fair exchange, create my own benefits and bonuses, have my own market capitalization, create my own inflation. There's just, this is called DeFi, decentralization of finance. So it's a very exciting time because the individual now has power rather than the globalized big tech companies and organizations. I'll give you an example. Many YouTubers are bigger than mainstream TV and media. I met Simon Cowell a few weeks ago. I was speaking to him at his charity event, and he used to get 25 million viewers of his, what they call the kind of the lifestyle-y talent shows. And now he'd get 1.8 at peak. So it's gone down over 90%. Yet Mr. Beast just got the record growth to 100 million views on YouTube, copying Netflix's Squid Game. Ryan's World on podcasting makes tens of millions a year. On YouTube. Joe Rogan makes tens of millions a year as a podcaster. And podcasters and YouTubers and TikTokers and Instagrammers and content creators, these are the new Decca and 100 millionaires. These are the new celebrities and stars. And this is so exciting for you because it's decentralized. And what this means is if you're not a celebrity, if you're not prepared to take your clothes off and get naked on OnlyFans, if you don't already have 1 million followers, it doesn't matter because the playing field has been completely leveled. I spoke to my TikTok account manager and she said it doesn't really matter how many followers you have for virality. Pretty much everyone has an equal chance of going viral because of the way we've set up our algorithm. And Clubhouse have been adjusting their algorithm over the months. We've seen it. And really now, having a massive following on Clubhouse isn't the same as it used to be. You know, I probably get a fifth of the amount of people in my rooms now, and I probably bring in about a fifth of the amount of people I used to bring in. I'm in the top 100 followed people on Clubhouse. So the algorithms are making it more level and more fair for the startup. And the people who don't already have a massive following aren't a celebrity, to be a creator and to make a living out of a creator. And then this massive decentralization of social media, making them compete for you, for your reach and your revenue. If they don't reward you, you're gone. Now, I'm going to do a little bonus prediction, and that is on the audio space. But for now, let me just share these monetization tools and platforms open to you. And then I'm going to share a special gift for my 6th anniversary. So YouTube have ads, sponsors and premium. Instagram have badges, brand collabs and subscriptions is coming soon. Podcasts have ads, sponsors and subscriptions. Facebook have supporters, stars, brand collabs, paid live events and in-stream ads. So that's 4 platforms, 14 different monetization tools. So my question to you is, are you monetizing social media? Are you turning on all the tools on Clubhouse and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and LinkedIn and YouTube and podcasts, etc.? And by the way, there's many more new platforms launching, and I'm going to list about 8 of them in a moment. So if you are not yet monetizing 1 or 5 or 10 social media platforms, then I have a gift for you which is really going to help you. So if you go right now to robmore.com/pod, robmore.com/pod, as in podcast, you'll see on that link, it's just a simple little page that tells you 4 gifts that I'm going to share with you in exchange for popping in your best main email. Now, I've got an ulterior motive for giving you these gifts for free, by the way. And there's 4 there, but for now, I just want to talk to you about 1. So, people often say to me, Rob, it's all very good you telling me about Facebook supporter stars, paid live events, in-stream live video ads, Instagram badges, Instagram subscriptions, yada, yada. But how do I actually unlock them? How do I, if I haven't got a big following, gain access to them? Well, I have some good news for you. If you go to robmore.com/pod and just pop your email in there, I don't want your phone number, just want your email, and I want an email that goes directly to you, and not just one you use for marketing, because there will be no marketing in this. This is purely content. If you go to robmore.com/pod, I've pinned the link to the top on Clubhouse, so you can just literally click it. When you pop your details in there, I'm going to give you a 20-page document, which... one page lists an individual monetization tool and how to unlock it and what criteria you need and where to apply and how to gain access to it and unlock it on your social media channels. So there are about 20 monetization tools on social media that I've worked out, 20. And so each page, it'll teach you how to unlock subscriptions, unlock stars, unlock badges, unlock supporters, unlock Patreon, unlock YouTube ads, unlock YouTube premium, etc. Now, I don't know anyone in the world that's ever created a document listing every single social media monetization tool and then a one pager on how to unlock it, where to apply, what, you know, because when you apply for these, you don't know where to apply, you don't get a response from anyone, or you don't know what criteria you need to hit to get them. So if you go to robmore.com/pod, pop your details in, I'm going to give you access to that document. It's taken me a lot of years to build up all these income streams on social media. And I have brand managers and VAs I've had for 15 years. I have a Facebook account manager, an Instagram account manager. I have a TikTok account manager. And over the years, these have all helped me figure out and unlock and gain access to all these monetization tools. A big team it's taken. And I've collated all that information and stuck it in a document for you completely for free at robmore.com/pod. Darren has said he's done it. Now, I have an ask. So why would I give all of this for free? My ask is this. On the thank you page, once you've popped your details in, it will give you links to my Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. All I ask is that you subscribe. That's it. Now, if you don't subscribe, it's theft. I'm only joking. I'm going to give you these bonuses regardless. But if you just click the link on the thank you page at robmore.com/pod, then and just subscribe either on iTunes or Stitcher. Stitcher is for non-Apple users. iTunes is for Apple users. Now, why am I doing this? Because in a few days' time, it's my 6th anniversary of the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast. Now, podcasting is a massive platform for you to gain reach and revenue, impacting to income. It's a massive platform for you to, you know, gain a community, influence, ad revenue, turn your passion into your profession, etc. Now, I've done nearly 1,000 episodes over 6 years on my 2 podcasts. And I'm giving you gifts to celebrate with you my anniversary. And all I ask from you is that you subscribe either on Apple if you use Apple products or on Stitcher if you don't use Apple products. That's all I'm asking. My ulterior motive is on my 6th birthday in a few days' time, the anniversary of the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast, I want to be at number 1 in the charts. I'm soaring up the charts. I've moved back up to number 4 in entrepreneurship. I want to be number 1. I believe it's my rightful place, humbly. So, that's why I'm giving you all those gifts at robmoore.com/pod. Okay, I've got 2 more business predictions to share with you for 2022 and beyond. Let me just moderate my great friend Dylan here. So the third one, I'm actually going to ask Dylan to talk about in detail soon. So I'll just talk about it very briefly. And that is recurring revenue, subscription platforms, software as a service. You having your own decentralized subscription platform like I have, rob.team. There's so many benefits of you or companies having subscription services over just asking you to pay up front. You get a reduction in the capital that you lay down by subscribe. So for example, on rob.team, it's only $5 a month. Now, all the information in there is worth thousands of pounds or dollars. And if I sold you all those courses individually up front, they would be hundreds or thousands of dollars. But what I do is I gain you access for $5 or £3.49. So it's a reduced fee for you to get in, and I can get you in without having to sell as much because it's much less friction because it's a lower income. But my hedge is that you'll be a member for many years and we'll do business together and partner together, and you might buy future courses of mine. Now, Volvo have launched a subscription platform where instead of buying a 50 grand car, you subscribe to Volvo subscriptions and just drive the cars when you need them. There's Amazon Prime, there's Netflix, there's HelloFresh and all these food subscription sites now. So my prediction in 2022 is that as a producer, i.e. companies you use, especially software, many of them are going to move into the subscription platform. They get a customer more quickly and more cheaply, and you don't have to pay as much money up front. But I also look you in the eye and say to you this. Do you have your own subscription platform? Do you have your own version of rob.team? Because if you don't, you should be launching it in 2022. Otherwise, you're going to miss out on thousands of dollars a month in recurring income. So my good friend Dylan is going to talk about that later, Dylan Danicha. So I'm just going to move on now to my final bonus point. So actually, it's 4 big income predictions for 2022, not 3. And my final one is the audio space. So right now I'm live on Clubhouse. I'm also recording a podcast for the Disruptive Entrepreneur. Now, these 2 audio platforms are 2 of, if not the 2 biggest audio platforms. Now, podcasts been going 20 years or something like that, maybe 15. But Clubhouse is the new disruptor. But actually now it's being disrupted. But because audio is so convenient, you can listen while doing something else, walking, training, etc. And because it's a very intimate media channel, it's convenient and intimate. And you don't have to spend any extra time. Like, you have to spend time to sit and watch something. But you could be in the gym, in the car, on the train, walking, running, etc. House cleaning, gardening, cooking, and listening to audio content. And audio content is great for conversations. So, we have Clubhouse, which disrupted in 2021. Will it get disrupted in 2022? We have podcasting, which is huge, and I have the Disruptive Entrepreneur. But now we have Fireside, Green Room, Wisdom, Twitter Spaces, Facebook Audio Room, Speakeasy, Zion, you name it. There are all these new audio-based platforms being launched. All these challengers to the challenger. Disruptors to the disruptor. And this, yeah, exactly. Dawn has just said, I use podcasts to drown out the kids bickering. My wife attacked the house yesterday. We've had all of our family and the whole world over for Christmas. Thank God they've all left. I could get some peace back. And my wife took the house on and she took the house down. We have a 4-story house and she took it down. She spent hours breaking that house down and clearing it up. And she was listening to podcasts and audiobooks at the same time. She listened to Will Smith's autobiography while taking the house apart. So it's really convenient. So as a consumer, are you using audio platforms? But let me ask you this. As a producer, are you creating content on them? I'm one of the top 100 followed people on Clubhouse. Make sure you're following me on Clubhouse, by the way. I have now started testing Wisdom and Speakeasy and Fireside and Green Room and Facebook Audio Rooms and Twitter Spaces. I've done 5, 10, 15, 20 different rooms and pieces of content on all those channels bar one or two, because one of those channels could become the next Clubhouse. So quick summary and then a final share of the gift. My 4 big business trends and predictions for 2022. Number 1, decentralization of media and social media and free speech to help create the creator economy, which is trend number 2. Where you can create your own market, your own economy, multiple streams of income from competing and challenging social media platforms. Prediction number 3, subscription revenue. You as a producer creating content and also as a consumer, I think more products and services and software that you buy in 2022 will be subscription based. And then the bonus number 4 is the rise of audio and the continued disruption of audio. So my final parting gift for you, if you go to robmoore.com/pod right now, I've actually got not one, not two, not three, but 4 gifts waiting for you. I'm going to put the link in all of the platforms I'm on, robmoore.com/pod, P-O-D. Now, just go there and register and I'll just talk you through it. So bonus number 1 I'm giving to celebrate the 6-year anniversary of my podcast is 20 ways to monetize social media and unlock all the monetization tools. It's a document that's 3 years in the making, taken me and my team a lot of research, and it's really valuable for you to be able to unlock tools to earn directly upfront as a creator on social media. I've also shared there 19 ways to 10x your following on social media. So it took me, 7 years to build 500,000 followers on social media. And in the last, 10 months, I've more than doubled that to 1.1 million. And that's a 10x speed of growth in 2021. So I'm sharing you the 19 lessons and mistakes and wins along the journey to achieve that. I'm also sharing with you how to build a vast personal brand and a little special document on outsourcing with VAs, PAs, brand managers, social media managers, how to source them, how to manage them, how to leverage them, how to interview them, etc. That's a massive gift stack. I don't know that I've given away 4 special gifts for free. And by the way, it's not a marketing funnel. When you pop your details in, you won't get 78,000 emails. You'll get 1 resources email a week with valuable information on starting and scaling your business and getting better financial education and knowledge and creating multiple streams of recurring income, because that's my vibe. That's it. So I have one ask though. I'm currently celebrating the 6-year anniversary of The Disruptive Entrepreneur. We have a massive announcement rebrand on that show coming up in a couple of weeks. And so I want to celebrate my 6-year anniversary by A, giving gifts as a thank you, B, promoting it. And did you even know I had a podcast called The Disruptive Entrepreneur? Did you know I've interviewed 17 billionaires and Floyd Mayweather twice? Did you know I'm one of the top rated podcasts for business and entrepreneurship in the world? Maybe you didn't even know that. So on the thank you page at robmoore.com/pod, it's got a link on Apple and a link on non-Apple. And all I ask, and I do ask that you do this, is that you subscribe. If you use Apple devices on the thank you page after robmoore.com/pod, just subscribe and follow on iTunes. Or if you don't use Apple, subscribe and follow on Stitcher. That is my only ask to give you all of these special gifts and bonuses. And honestly, the reason why is I want to get myself back up the charts. I haven't really promoted my podcast for at least a year. And my rightful position is number 1. And I'm currently number 4 in entrepreneurship in the UK and a bit lower in America. So we need to get me up there. If you like my content, then just help me by subscribing. That's my only ask. And when I rebrand, the big news in 2022, I've got more special gifts for you. So that's all I ask. robmoore.com/pod. I'll see you on the other side.